This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Try, an erotic series. Written by Ella Frank. Narrated by Shannon Gunn. Prologue. Planes. Logan was not a fan. Although the warm pussy that his cock was currently balls deep inside of was a definite improvement to the cold blue leather of seat 1D in business class, where he had been sitting by himself earlier. Luckily for him, just before the plane taxied out onto the tarmac, the vacant seat, which he'd thought would remain empty, had filled. And even though it's changed my plan from sleeping to... Shh, hon. If you're going to moan, I'll have to shut you up. Logan brought his right hand up to cup over her parted pink lips. At first, he'd been under the assumption that this would be the same old boring flight from L.A. back to Chicago. He'd settled back with his usual gin and tonic, unbuttoned his suit jacket, and crossed his feet as he waited impatiently for the trip to get underway. He'd figured if he were lucky, he could have several more drinks and sleep through half the trip. And what a lucky bastard I am. While he was draining his small plastic cup, he'd heard a woman's voice moving closer and closer to the cabin door, calling out, "Wait, wait, one more." And that was when he'd seen, oh, fuck yeah, more. Jessica. She was a leggy blonde in a pink miniskirt, who had made her way through the door and essentially let him right into hers. The flight attendant had given her a quick smile.
"You're lucky. We were just about to close the cabin door."
Jessica had laughed. And that was what had made his cock take notice.
"Well, I'm glad I ran then.
Let's get you seated. What's your seat number?"
"Looks like 1C.
And that, as they say, is that. Currently, Jessica's bare ass was seated on the minuscule sink in the back lavatory of Virgin America Flight 201 and, well, there was absolutely nothing virginal about the way her skirt was shoved up around her waist. In fact, Logan would guess that she couldn't even remember what the word virgin meant, especially considering how her creamy thighs were spread wide apart with his cock sliding in and out of her soaking wet pussy. And that was just fine by him. When she'd first stopped near his seat, he'd let his gaze wander from her black heels up to her smooth, long legs. He had made no apologies and offered no excuses for eye-fucking her while sizing her up as a potential, or as of right now, fuck buddy. She hadn't seemed to mind, though. Obviously. Because when he'd finally met her flirtatious green gaze, the woman had grinned as she indicated the seat behind him.
"Looks like you're stuck with me."
"Yes, it looks that way," he acknowledged. After she'd stowed her bag in the overhead bin, she slid slowly into the seat beside him and turned, holding out her hand. "That same small hand is currently gripping my suit lapel right now," Logan mused as he punched his hips forward, sinking inside her, as much as the cramped and uncomfortable position would allow.
"I'm Jessica,"
she had told him with a bold and assessing gaze, much like his own. He had looked at the petite fingers tipped with manicured pink nails, and suddenly, the flight had become a whole lot more interesting. Taking her hand in his, he'd winked. "I'm Logan."
"Harder, Logan,"
she moaned, now putting his name to good use. "Well, I'm not going to say no to that," was Logan's only thought as he braced his feet, which was difficult to do when the toes of his shoes were bent against the plastic vanity taking up the majority of the fucking area he was standing in. But like a trooper, Logan steadied himself, clasping Jessica's ass cheek with his left palm and holding the counter with his right as he started to pound into the woman just as she had requested. He was pushing them closer to that elusive moment, directing them to that heavenly place. He'd never really thought about getting off on a plane until it had rumbled down the tarmac and moved out of the holding pattern to line up for takeoff. But that had been all he could think about after Jessica had made a show of crossing her legs and flashing a whole lot more than her upper thighs.
Well, Logan, I have a feeling this trip just got interesting. Thank you for that.
He'd given her a smug look that was as depraved as the thoughts now running through his head. As the plane had shot down the runway with the full force of two jet-propelled engines, Logan had buckled in, preparing himself for the ride, while the front of the plane angled up, much like his throbbing cock, he had finally replied,
I try. So, are you going back home to the husband and kids?
When Jessica had licked her glossy lips, Logan had immediately imagined that tongue performing the same slick move down between his legs.
No kids and no husband.
With that, Logan had known he would be joining the exclusive club, which had nothing to do with virgins.
Yes,
he hissed out as his balls tightened and his ass cheeks clenched. Wrapped firmly around his waist, Jessica's legs strained against him, pulling him in closer as her eyes widened above his palm covering her mouth. Then, her sweet, juicy muscles clutched his cock like a goddamn vice, and they both found it. For the admission price of $543.90, they were inducted into the exclusive Mile High Club, and it was worth every last penny. Part 1. Recognition. Realization of an existing truth. Chapter 1.
Monday evening, 9:15, and predictably, I'm still at work.
Sitting in his chair, Logan pushed up his glasses and rubbed the bridge of his nose. The office was quiet right now, and he knew he was the only one left on the floor. This was the best part of the day. This was his part of the day. It was the time when he could unwind, drop all titles, proprieties, and appearances, and just be. Standing, he cracked his neck from side to side as he loosened the blue tie from its perfect knot at the base of his throat. It was time to hit his usual spot for a quick drink before heading home. Picking up his briefcase, he walked to his office door, switched off the light, and made his way to the elevator. Waiting for it to arrive on his floor at Mitchell and Madison, he glanced around at his place of business.
Huh. Who would have thought?
He and Cole had really made something of themselves. It was a bit of a shock, considering his wild college days. But as far as he was concerned, that was what college was for. To try a little of everything and everyone, and after, well, him. Logan had made sure to try everything. Cole was always on him to think about settling down with someone. That would probably be a fucking stellar idea, but he wasn't like Cole, who was well into his third year of wedlock. Logan had no desire to bind himself to anyone, woman or man, especially when it was so much more exciting to take exactly what was offered. A city this large provided too many choices, and until the moment his cock only got hard for one person, he planned to use it to its full potential. When the elevator doors opened, Logan got on with a single goal in mind. To have a drink.
A gin and tonic, and then life will pretty much be fine and dandy.
He had a successful job, a downtown condo, and an office located next door to his favorite bar. If he were an arrogant man.
Well, hell, who am I kidding? I'm one lucky son of a bitch.
Pushing through the double doors of After Hours, Logan left the cool night air and stepped into the cozy surroundings of his favorite hangout. As the familiar dimly lit interior invited him inside,
He was reminded of why he loved coming here. It was the perfect place to sit, observe, and, if you wanted to, hunt. And he could accomplish all of that without the constant harassment typically found at a pickup joint. Save those particular spots for the weekends. He craved quiet after work, and maybe... Oh, yeah, he thought, as a voluptuous brunette brushed by him, her breasts grazing his arm. Maybe a piece of that, too. The dark, secluded booths lining the sidewall were calling to him, but at the last minute, he changed his mind and bypassed several suits as he made his way up to the bar where he found a vacant stool at the end. He put his buzzing cell phone on the bar top and ignored the text from... Ah, yes. L.A. to Chicago, Jessica. After placing his briefcase on the floor, he sat down and moved it between his feet, securing it there, while he waited for the bartender. Looking around at a few of the people mingling, Logan spotted an attractive woman standing farther down the bar. He was guessing she was in her early 30s. She was a petite redhead, dressed in a snug black jacket and a skirt that hugged her round ass as well as his hands would. As she inclined her head in his direction, Logan spied the drink in her hand and decided he would send her a second one as soon as the damn bartender showed up. Afterward, maybe he'd take her up to his office and introduce her face to the top of his desk and her perky ass to his...
What can I get you to drink tonight?
Finally. Logan turned his head toward the deep baritone who had just addressed him, and with the way his body reacted, he was thankful he was seated. The guy staring back at him, waiting for an answer, was fucking hot. Clearing his throat, Logan reminded himself to keep this friendly. Gin and tonic. Start a tab for me? Thanks.
Sure thing. Coming right up,
he told Logan before turning away to make his drink. Logan quickly assessed the loose brown curls, broad shoulders, trim waist, and... Speaking of asses. Turning back to him, the hot bartender slid the glass across the wooden bar top and gave him a wide, friendly grin. He then placed his large hands on the surface and angled in closer, like he was about to divulge a secret. Logan felt his cock react to the mischief sparking in the guy's eyes, and he found himself inching a little closer, deciding that this option was far more interesting than the first. That was, until the bartender turned his head, looking down the length of the bar.
So, what about her?
Logan glanced in the direction of the redhead, who was still facing his way. It was a pity, really, because until around 2 minutes ago, getting laid tonight had been a sure thing. Looking back across the bar to a face full of humor, Logan was now thinking about how to get this guy alone and on his knees. That pompous vest and tie, which was part of the after-hours uniform, would look even better if he was staring at it from above, while the legs in those dress slacks were kneeling on the floor. What about her? Logan finally responded, taking the drink and lifting the glass to his lips. When the bartender chuckled, Logan focused on his Adam's apple bobbing in his tanned throat.
Playing it cool, I see, he joked,
as he lifted a white towel and placed it over his shoulder. I'm sure you don't. If you did, you'd more than likely be moving farther away.
What was that?
Nothing. I guess I just changed my mind.
Jesus, man. Why would you do that? She's sexy as hell.
Logan took another quick drink, draining the contents of the glass, when his body tensed, reacting to the word sexy coming from that smooth voice. It was as if the bartender had just run his hand over Logan's groin. Usually, the employees at After Hours weren't exactly chatty, and if they were, the conversations were always polite. This place was high-end, not like the local pub.
and the fact that this guy was standing here, blatantly checking out the clientele, made Logan do a double take of the woman.
Agreed. She is hot.
Want another?
He gestured toward the empty highball glass.
Sure.
So, you're new here?
The bartender nodded, his dark hair shifting with the motion of his head, as he looked across at Logan. You're obviously not, since you know that. I started yesterday.
Well, I guess you could say I'm a regular. I work next door.
The new drink was pushed in his direction, and Logan picked it up without taking his eyes off the man. He was getting some kind of vibe from him, but he was pretty sure it wasn't the one he was hoping for.
Probably just a new employee appreciating a decent customer.
But every thought running through Logan's head right now, especially one in particular, was definitely not decent. That was when the bartender gave another pearly white grin as he motioned his head down the bar.
Well, have to get back to my fans. Let me know if you want to buy the sexy redhead that drink. You look like you need to unwind, if you know what I mean.
Before Logan could even get a word out, much less, no, I fucking don't. What do you mean? The guy had moved away, and he was now flirting with a blonde woman. She was giving him an exclusive view down her ample tits, and Logan couldn't stop himself from watching the newest after-hours employee while he drained his second drink.
Fuck. Things just got a little more complicated.
Just when he figured life was going to be easy and hand him a woman to bend over his desk, it threw him a nice fucking curve.
Batter up. I want to play with some balls.
Standing opposite a curvaceous blonde, Tate concentrated on mixing her cocktail. This was only his second night working at After Hours, but he'd been bartending for years.
Only one of the many things Diana hated.
No matter what he'd done during their marriage, nothing had ever made her happy. They'd been inseparable when they first started dating. If she'd been in a room with him, he'd likely ended up inside her. They hadn't been able to keep their hands off each other, and although that made for one hot bed at night, it sure as hell hadn't stopped the ice-cold jealousy from trickling through the cracks of their faulty foundation. Their life, or love, or whatever the hell it was, had been built on lust. And when lust had morphed into the green-eyed monster, their marriage had fallen into the toxic bin. Now, the mere sight of her made Tate want to punch something. After he finished shaking the fruity concoction, he poured the bright red drink into a tall glass and added a slice of pineapple, a straw, and minuscule paper umbrella. He then slid it across the bar to the blonde.
That'll be 12, he winked and gave her a sexy smirk, knowing it would get him a tip.
It was the same expression he'd offered only minutes ago to the guy at the end of the bar. The same guy that Tate could feel was still watching him. The lady slid a 20 across the smooth surface, and she made no apologies as she eyed his body. When her gaze came back up and met his own, she flicked her tongue out and played with the straw as though she were licking the tip of his cock.
"Keep the change,"
she offered in a provocative tone. Tate took the bill and picked up a small black napkin. As she leaned closer, he made sure to admire her impressive breasts, and then he placed the small square in front of her for her glass.
"Thank you," he accepted.
Without a second thought, the woman placed her cool hand over his.
"It's my pleasure."
Tate knew this was all part of his job.
Be flirtatious with the ladies and friendly with the men, and obviously never cross too far over the line.
He also knew that most of the businessmen and women in the area usually frequented the bar after work on their way home. Or maybe they came in to avoid going home.
Who knows and who cares?
Either way, his job was to be the friendly ear, get them what they wanted, and make them want to come back. So that was what he did. If he threw a little flirtation into the mix, it was only because he'd perfected it to a fine art. Plus, he always got better tips that way.
Mine too. But I need to get back to my other customers.
He gently removed his hand and straightened up from where he'd been leaning on the bar.
What time do you finish tonight?
Tate smoothed a hand down over his black vest.
Late. What time do you start work tomorrow?
Early,
Blondie drawled. She sucked the end of the straw between her shiny red lips.
Oh, now. That's a shame, isn't it?
Tate commiserated and found that he actually meant it as his cock showed signs of interest for the first time in a long while.
Guess we're just two ships in the night.
Boldly, she ran her gaze down his body once again.
You here tomorrow night?
Tate nodded as he pulled the bar towel from his shoulder.
I'm here Tuesday through Saturday nights. Haven't you heard? I'm the new entertainment, he stated, making his way down toward the guy at the other end.
Leaning against the bar, Tate stared at Mr. Gin and Tonic and noticed that his glass was empty once again.
Want another?
No. Tate's eyes moved from the highball glass to the blue ones peering back at him from behind narrow, black hipster glasses. This guy screamed sophistication. From his styled black hair, slickly parted to the left, to the perfect amount of stubble. He clearly took his image seriously. Tate had once heard Diana refer to a man as geek chic. This guy had that look about him, except for the eyes. Tate couldn't quite pinpoint what the difference was, but with the silence between them and the intense stare, he became slightly uncomfortable. He also noted that the interest the blonde had stirred in his cock was not subsiding, but he quickly shoved that thought aside.
Anything else I can get for you? Tate asked.
Why didn't you get her number? Taken off guard by the complete change of subject, all Tate managed was,
Huh?
Her number? Mr. Gin and Tonic repeated, glancing across the bar in the direction of the blonde. Why didn't you get it? She was obviously interested. Still holding the small towel in his left hand, Tate started to wipe down the surface of the bar. It was already pretty clean, but he needed the distraction.
No fraternizing with customers.
Raising his gaze, Tate gave a shrug accompanied by what he hoped was an easygoing smile as he continued wiping the bar. The man staring back at him didn't return it. That's a shame. Tate stopped moving the towel and held it between his hands.
What the hell does that mean?
Looking around, he noticed that Amelia and Stacy, his co-workers, were nowhere in sight, so he was confused by exactly who the man was referring to. When Tate turned back, the steady gaze behind the glasses were now creased at the sides with what he swore was amusement. At him.
It's a shame, because she's... How did you describe the redhead earlier? Sexy as hell?
In shock, Tate stood there, silent. He couldn't think of one thing to say. For a brief moment, he jumped to the wrong conclusion and thought the man meant it was a shame that he couldn't fraternize with him. Instead of responding, Tate remained mute with the towel in his hands, contemplating the man across the bar. Mr. Gin and Tonic stood and picked up his briefcase from the floor. He reached for his vibrating phone on the bar top and glanced down at it. Obviously, deciding it wasn't important, he looked back at Tate as he pulled his wallet from his pants pocket. He took out some cash and slid it across the bar. For some unknown reason, Tate felt that it was important to stand his ground. So he didn't glance down at the money. Instead, he offered his failsafe, the easygoing grin that usually let him get away with everything.
You should get that number from her. You look a little stiff, like you need to unwind, if you know what I mean.
With his own words flung back at him, Tate watched the man make a call on his phone before he turned and left the bar. It wasn't until Stacy came up and said his name that he realized he was still standing where he had been for the last several minutes, and his erection hadn't fully relaxed. Staring down at the bar, he saw a 50 on the surface, and he shook his head.
Damn, that's one hell of a tip. I don't care how strange that interaction was. If he's a regular, I'm making him mine.
Chapter 2. Yep, second night in a row, and I'm back at the bar. This time, though, Logan came earlier. He glanced down at his watch, seeing that it was only 5:15. He never left the office that early unless he had somewhere to be or someone to do. This was definitely not one of those times. Nevertheless, whatever he'd felt after that initial encounter compelled him to return to the bar tonight. It was lingering in his perverted head. So, best not to let it linger. Better to go and take a second look. Making his way through the busy after-work crowd, Logan made sure to keep his head down. He didn't want distractions, and he didn't want attention. He wanted to sit at the end of the bar and observe. Tonight, Logan had only come armed with his cell and wallet. He had made sure to leave his briefcase at the office. He didn't want to worry about what was between his legs.
Well, between my ankles, anyway.
He scanned behind the bar, but he didn't see the man from the night before.
Maybe he isn't working tonight.
He was sure, though, that he had heard the guy say Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah. Hello, stalker.
Taking a spot at the far end of the bar, Logan unfastened his black jacket and loosened his tie. Stacy, one of the bartenders, came over with a smile.
Usual tonight? Or do you plan to shake things up?
Logan was about to answer, but before a word could come out of his mouth, he heard that deep baritone from behind him.
I'm guessing he wants a gin and tonic. Why stray from the usual?
Turning his head, Logan saw the bartender from the previous night. He was walking over to the bar pass, dressed in the same black uniform. It shouldn't have surprised Logan when he felt his pants tighten in response, especially when he lowered his gaze and noticed the guy was carrying a black leather jacket in one hand and holding on to a red motorcycle helmet in the other. Logan's cock twitched with interest. The man's hair looked as though he had just removed the headgear. His brown curls were all over the place. He moved through the pass and turned back to face Logan. When the guy flashed that same relaxed grin from yesterday, Logan's erection went from interested to rock fucking hard.
Christ, it's official. I have a hard-on for a straight guy. That's just terrific.
That's your poison, right?
Right,
Logan agreed. Stacy quickly gave Logan a wink.
I really need to get his name.
I'll leave you to it, then,
she told her co-worker, walking farther down the bar toward the newly seated customer. As the guy opposite him turned, picked up a bar towel and poked it into the waist of his pants, Logan took the opportunity to have a good, long look at the way the guy's black fabric molded to his ass. Wishing he already had a drink to soothe the urges riding him, Logan made sure that his face was neutral when the bartender came back to him.
Give me 1 minute. I have to put my gear in the back and punch in.
As he sauntered down the bar, Logan noticed several customers eye him, And he had to wonder why the guy had gone out of his way to interrupt Stacy before he was even settled in. Interested? No, you moron. It's because of the tip from last night. He's back for more. Logan told his body to calm the hell down. This was nice scenery, but that was all it would ever be. The guy was obviously just doing his job, and here Logan was, fixating on him like some fucking weirdo. Logan hadn't been able to stop thinking about the man all damn night, not to mention while at work today. Finally getting his body to cooperate, Logan felt his phone vibrate, and he turned it over to see a text from Jessica.
Jessica. So, are you free next month? Sure. Why not?
That woman's pussy had been tight and warm, and he wouldn't mind revisiting it. But right now, right this second, his interests lay with a body that was completely different in physicality. He picked up the phone, opened the message, and replied.
Next month sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see you. All of you.
When he placed the phone down, he was surprised to find the bartender now standing across from him.
Oh, so the guy is stealthy, too.
Here's your drink.
He pushed the glass across the counter. Logan saw those brown eyes almost smiling at him as the bartender waited, and Logan wondered what exactly he was waiting for.
I would thank you, but I don't know your name.
The guy reached behind his back to the towel tucked into his pants, and he pulled it in front of him and started moving it over the bar top. Logan was curious if it was a habit of his, or maybe it was just something he did when he felt nervous or unsure.
You can't thank a stranger. I just served one.
That's true.
Logan lifted the glass to his lips. He didn't look away as he took a sip, and he became curious when the other man didn't turn away either. Lowering his drink back to the bar, Logan kept his fingers wrapped around it as he swirled the glass around.
I'm Logan.
A confident smirk crossed the bartender's lips, and he moved his hands to tuck the towel back into his pants, immediately drawing Logan's gaze to his waist.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Logan. I'll be back when you need a refill.
Well played. Logan watched the back of the still nameless guy move away from him. Well fucking played. Tate couldn't help but feel somewhat cocky as he walked away from Mr. Jin and Logan. Last night, when he was finally at home relaxing, he'd found himself replaying the entire conversation with Logan, trying to pinpoint why it had seemed so unusual. Finally, he had worked it out. It was because the guy had been checking him out. This guy, Logan, had been flirting with him. It had been subtle, but when Tate thought about the words exchanged, they definitely had a flirtatious undertone, and that was when he came to his final conclusion. Logan was gay. He had to be. Tate couldn't believe that he hadn't realized it sooner. In his profession, it wasn't like he was a stranger to both women and men hitting on him, but for some reason, he hadn't seen it right away with this guy. Maybe he'd missed it because he had witnessed the look between Logan and the redhead. Or maybe he was delusional and totally off base, and the guy was just a little odd.
Why else would he say no to the redhead? Unless he's married? But the way he looked me over, it was like he thought I was hot.
Well, no matter what it was, now that Tate had his theory, he figured there was no harm in flirting right back. Usually he kept the charm for the women. But if it made this Logan guy a regular paying customer, Tate saw no harm in it. He was comfortable enough with his sexuality.
Hey, Tate. Looks like you caught the attention of one of our regulars.
Tate turned his head towards Stacy, who was standing beside him, pouring some ingredients into a blender filled with ice. Choosing to act ignorant, he asked,
"Oh, yeah? Who would that be?"
"Logan. The guy at the end of the bar. Suit, glasses, gorgeous blue eyes. Flirts every time his mouth is open."
She let out a dramatic sigh. When Tate looked over his shoulder, he saw that Logan was actually staring at both of them. He wasn't smiling, and Tate made sure to have a neutral expression on his face as he stared back at the man. Turning back around, he grabbed a bottle of water, opened it, and lifted it to his lips, then returned his attention to Stacy.
"Do you know anything about him?"
"Other than he oozes sex and has dated half the women who work here? Although, I'm not sure you can call it dating."
Tate choked on the water in his mouth. He recovered as quickly as he could as Stacy laughed and placed the lid on the blender.
"You're shocked? I'm pretty sure he could date the manager if he asked Pete nicely. That one comes with one hell of a reputation."
"Okay, so nix the gay theory. The guy must play for both teams. Well, I can still work with that."
"Stacy and the man who has all of my attention are definitely talking about me." Logan brought the glass back to his lips. After taking a sip, he placed it down on the bar. He'd been tempted to wink at the hot bartender when he'd glanced his way. It was more Logan's nature, but he wasn't sure how that would have been received, so he'd refrained. He was almost positive that the man had flirted with him only minutes earlier. Maybe that was some wishful thinking, because right now, the guy was giving no emotion away. He'd turned back to his coworker, making Logan believe he was more than likely imagining things. Before Logan could think anything else about it, his phone started ringing. He picked it up and accepted the incoming call.
"Jessica, you are impatient, aren't you?"
As a relaxed laugh filtered through the phone, Logan pictured her smooth, long legs parting for him as they had only a couple of weeks earlier.
"Well, after your last text, I wanted to hear your voice. So, should I just start reciting the alphabet?"
Logan asked, dropping his voice to an intimate tone.
"You could. Or you could tell me how much you miss being inside me and how you're dying to get back there."
Logan chuckled, and his lips curled as he let her words sink in. Although he would have to wait another month, he was looking forward to sliding his dick back inside her.
"Well, that wouldn't be a lie," he agreed,
just as he felt someone stop in front of him. He raised his gaze to meet the current object of his lust, and he felt the devil on his shoulder as he licked his bottom lip.
"I wouldn't mind getting you out of your clothes. When can we arrange that?"
Who he was really addressing was anyone's guess. Logan noticed the bartender's eyebrow arch as he listened to Jessica's husky laugh. He imagined the man in front of him saying,
"Right now,"
and removing all his clothes, starting with that black vest. That didn't last long, though, because the guy angled his head like he was about to leave, but Logan didn't want him to go anywhere. He held up a finger and contemplated the man in front of him as he said into the phone,
"I'm out right now, Jess. You think we could have this conversation a little later?"
Hot bartender reached for the ever-present towel with his left hand, and he started to, once again, wipe down the bar. His repeated actions came close to confirming Logan's earlier suspicions.
"That's a nervous habit. It's got to be." "Yes, tonight is good. I'll talk to you then. Bye, hon."
As he entered the call and placed the phone on the bar, he waited for the man opposite him to talk. When nothing came, Logan leaned in and decided to stop being polite.
"What the fuck, right?
I think the bar is clean. You can stop wiping it down now. Immediately, the towel stopped moving, and the guy stood back up, tucking it into his pants. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable, Logan started, but was cut off quickly.
No, you're not.
Logan scoffed at that and started to finger the rim of his glass.
Okay, you're right. I'm not.
I figured you deserved it after talking about me with your co-worker. Isn't that frowned upon or something? Gossiping about your customers? His bartender.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to think of him.
Leaned his hands on the counter.
I suppose it would be. Dating the customers is also frowned upon, but you don't seem to mind that rule, he replied steadily.
Ah, Logan said. It was the usual work gossip. The new guy has finally been informed.
Informed of?
Logan didn't know what had provoked him, but the cap he normally kept on his personality had finally been unscrewed. He pushed up a little from the rungs on the bar stool and rested his palms on the bar top as he leaned across the surface.
That I like to fuck?
And that I've slept with almost all of the women and a couple of the guys you work with. And just so you don't worry about them. They all thanked me afterward. Sitting back on his stool, he was proud to see that his little admission had shocked the bartender. The man's mouth was parted as he remained focused on Logan.
Isn't that what you were discussing with Stacy?
Oh, come on. We aren't strangers anymore. You know my name, remember? But I still don't know yours. Should I just keep thinking of you as the hot bartender? Or maybe that's offensive. You should give me your name, so I stop labeling you in the same way you are trying so desperately to label me.
Who is this guy?
Tate stood there, completely stunned by the words that had just come out of that perfectly shaped mouth.
Wait, why do I care about his mouth? Fucking Stacy, talking about how good-looking he is. Would you like another drink?
He needed to quickly get this conversation back on track. This guy could have him fired on day 3 of his employment.
Oh, I've shocked and scared the man behind the bar.
That's amazing, really, considering only... He stopped and looked at the clock on the wall. 15 minutes ago, you jumped to take my order. Tate was trying to keep up with what the hell was going on, while looking at the man peering at him from behind the dark-framed glasses. But he was coming up with absolutely nothing.
It's okay, Logan assured, dropping the heavy sarcasm.
He gave a relaxed smile. I'm only inappropriate when I'm sober. That finally made Tate laugh. Somehow he doubted it.
So I just have to get you drunk to shut your mouth?
As soon as he'd said the words, he knew they were the wrong ones, considering the current conversation.
Well, that's definitely one way, but I can think of a more preferable one, not to mention more pleasurable, Logan responded.
Tate recognized the same voice he had heard Logan use on the phone with Jess when he'd said he wanted to get her naked.
Or maybe Jess was a he? Do you hit on everyone you meet?
Tate heard himself ask as he stood, frozen to the spot by some perverse curiosity.
Yes, he'd been the object of affection over the years, but there was something different behind Logan's comments. Logan's scrutiny was a lot more intense than a casual once-over. Logan was looking at him like he wanted to see him without his clothes on. As soon as possible.
Do you? Logan countered, looking directly at him.
Well, he has a point.
Tate had been flirting with him earlier when he thought the guy was gay and interested enough to give him a good tip.
Yeah, joke's on me.
Now that Tate knew Logan thought he was hot, Tate was thinking that flirting hadn't been such a great idea. He was actually thinking it would be a very dangerous one if he continued.
"It's part of my job, I guess,"
Tate tried explaining. As soon as an "I don't believe you" expression crossed Logan's face, Tate knew that whatever was about to come next would be highly inappropriate. So Tate interrupted.
"Do you want another drink?"
Logan inclined his head forward.
"Yes, please."
Tate was relieved that Logan had let the conversation go and turned away quickly. He went about making his drink, all the while telling himself to pull his shit together. The guy was just confident and went after what he wanted.
Right now, he's playing with me because he thinks I was talking shit about him. I will not let him get to me. At least he doesn't know my name.
Tate moved back to the bar and slid the drink across the counter. He watched as Logan's large hand stopped the glass. He lifted it in a mock salute.
"Thanks for the drink,
Tate." Tate narrowed his eyes on the laughing ones looking back at him, and he couldn't help the annoyance bubbling up inside of him.
Logan knew my name all along.
"By the way, Stacy was right about you grabbing my attention. But the next time you gossip, you should do it quietly."
Tate had nothing to say to that. Instead of trying to come up with anything, he turned on his heel and made his way down the bar to the other waiting customers, getting as far away from Logan as he could get.
Logan took another sip of his drink, enjoying himself immensely.
Tate. He now had a name to go with the currently bewildered face.
Poor guy.
Logan knew he was sending out more mixed signals than a broken-down traffic light. But fuck, he was having fun. With every cryptic comment he had thrown, Logan could see the questions running through the man's mind.
"Well, let him wonder, and while he's wondering, I'm going to concentrate on watching."
Tate hadn't punched him yet, so that was a plus. No, Tate had almost flirted. It wasn't until he realized how interested Logan was that things had changed. That was when Tate had backed off. Logan always went after what he wanted, though. That was half of his problem. He had no boundaries.
"Thanks, Mom."
Throughout his life, his mom had been so busy apologizing to him for his worthless sperm donor of a father that Logan had pretty much done whatever he'd wanted to.
But wanting this guy?
That was a stupid choice in every way. First, Logan had no clue if the guy was single. Second, every indication thus far had proven Tate was 100% straight.
So what the fuck am I doing?
He stood, getting ready to leave, when Tate turned and started walking toward him. Logan stopped what he was doing and took a moment to admire the way he moved. Long legs encased in black slacks, confidently stepped across the space with a purely masculine stride. But the look on his face was not half as certain. He looked worried. He stopped in front of Logan.
"I hope I haven't offended you in any way tonight, sir."
"Ah, he thinks he pissed off a customer."
It was a pity he couldn't just say,
"Relax, Tate. I want to see you naked, not fired."
Instead, Logan took his wallet from his back pocket and pulled out some money. Placing it on the bar, he said,
"The only offensive thing you did tonight was forget my name. It's Logan, not Sir."
"Well, at least it is in this setting." He pushed his wallet back into his pocket. Tate shook his head.
"There you go again."
"Excuse me?"
"Being inappropriate,"
he pointed out. Logan hadn't even realized.
Ah, yes. It's a curse.
So I've noticed. That response intrigued Logan more than he should allow.
What else have you noticed?
Tate picked up the empty glass. I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
Logan lifted his cell and quickly dialed a number.
You keep telling yourself that.
Raising the phone to his ear, Logan winked at the silent man standing opposite him.
I don't care if I have to be here every fucking night. I'm going to have him. Chapter 3.
Day 3 at 11:01 p.m. and Logan still hasn't shown. I definitely pissed him off last night.
Tate toweled down the top of the bar where one of the customers had gotten sloppy. If only he kept his mouth shut and done his damn job, he would have a regular customer who tipped big.
But I couldn't do that, could I? What do I care about the personal lives of my customers?
Usually he didn't care at all. He wasn't the type to gossip, but damn, this Logan guy had deliberately provoked him.
Screw it. Just move on.
At least Logan hadn't reported him. That was a bonus. Tate had been worried about coming into work this afternoon, only to find out he no longer had a job. But that hadn't been the case. So he pushed aside his annoyance and got busy with the Friday night crowd. The fact that the suit hadn't shown up was bothering him, and that was really starting to piss him off. It wasn't as if someone who had slept with nearly the entire staff of women and a few of the men would be sitting around here on a Friday night.
And why am I still thinking about it?
Jesus, move on already, man. It didn't help that before he'd shown up at work, he'd received a call from Diana, who proceeded to tell him that she'd just gotten engaged. That, of course, meant that everything between them needed to be resolved now, and the divorce she'd been putting off would be finalized. Diana had claimed she was doing him a favor by calling, and she'd wanted him to hear it from her first, instead of finding out from someone else, or worse, his parents, since they all still talked.
How fucking nice for them to all remain friendly.
Granted, Tate's sister had been best friends with Diana before they got married.
But where is the damn loyalty? And how on earth did she find some other schmuck to take her on? It's only been a little over a year.
Well, as far as he was concerned, she could go and suck the schmuck as much as she wanted.
I'm free now.
Tonight just needed to be written off. It was going down the shitter for sure. While grabbing a bottle of water for himself, he observed the door being pulled open and Logan stepping inside. Tate couldn't decide if he was relieved the guy had shown or if he was worried about what would come out of Logan's mouth once he was seated. He wasn't exactly in the mood to be dicked around, and this guy seemed to push his buttons, and he delighted in the pushing. Watching objectively as Logan made his way through the crowd, Tate noticed he looked different this evening. The glasses were gone, and he was in jeans and a black V-neck shirt. Although the outfit looked casual, Tate was pretty sure each item of clothing was designer-made. Logan must have shrugged his coat off outside because he was holding it down by his leg as he shouldered through everyone, including several women who turned to look him over. As he got closer, Tate was astounded by the sexual confidence and pull that Logan exuded. It was so obvious and potent that Tate knew Logan could have any pick of the women he wanted. Finally, he made it to the bar and sat down in his usual spot, immediately seeking out Tate and inclining his head in his direction. Making sure not to give any reaction at all, Tate casually tipped his head back and took a gulp of water, securing his fingers around the bottle. He had always thought of himself as self-assured, someone who knew his way around, especially when it came to playing the game of cat and mouse. He made a living off of it. He was always the cat that never caught the mouse, but he sure played with it for a while to make good money. But in this scenario, with this guy, Tate found himself feeling a lot like the mouse, and that pissed him off. Pulling the bottle from his mouth, he noticed that Logan's focus was still on him. He twisted the cap back on and placed the bottle on the bench behind the bar, wondering if he could get the upper hand back. He made his way toward the end of the bar, but just before he got there, Amelia, one of the girls he was scheduled to work with regularly, grabbed his arm. Tate looked down at her and found wide brown eyes sparkling back at him. She gave him her best please smile.
Do you mind if I take him?
Trying to think of a good reason to say no, considering the last two nights Logan had tipped him extremely well, Tate, instead, came up with nothing.
Sure, go ahead.
Amelia leaned up on her tiptoes and pressed a kiss to his cheek.
You're the best.
Then she walked down the bar with an extra sway in her step right before she stopped and leaned across the counter to greet Logan. Fuck, Logan watched as Amelia intercepted Tate and made her way over to him.
I was wondering if you'd be back in this week. I haven't had a chance to see you.
Logan tried to be polite as he turned his vision to the blonde, who had been in his bed a couple of times. But all he wanted, and all he had wanted for the last 3 days, was currently at the other end of the bar, laughing and smiling at someone else. It was wise to note, Logan supposed, that the other someone had long brown hair and was wearing a rather revealing dress. She was also currently touching what Logan wanted to touch. Focusing back on Amelia, Logan gave her a friendly wink.
You know,